Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Jaguars, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Zach Goodall. Be sure to throw me a follow on Twitter at Zach_Goodall, as well as my co-host, Chris Thornton, at Misto Christopho. Chris, say what's up to the people.
You guys ready for some football? Also, happy Duval Day.
Happy Duval Day to everyone. It is officially 904 day. So we love to celebrate that here in Duval County / the outer rim of the Jacksonville area, a.k.a. me, St. John's County. But regardless, go Jaguars on this 904 day. We are ready for the season. It is here today, being Tuesday, heading into week one of the NFL season. So everyone's pretty excited. The Jaguars kick off against the Giants this upcoming week at MetLife Stadium in New York for week one of NFL action. It is here. It is on our doorstep, folks. So as we get ready for that, we're going to look back a little bit to this past weekend with the cuts and the announcing of the practice squad for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's start to look forward to this game a little bit. I'm going to be doing a crossover later on with the hosts of Locked On Giants, Ed Valentine. So you guys can be sure to check that out. I'll have that posted on our feed as well, so you guys get some information from the other side of the ball, that being Locked On Giants. But we'll go ahead and look into it. The Jaguars announced all of their roster cuts this weekend and their 10-man practice squad. There weren't really too many surprises along the cuts, other than I think Quentin Meeks kind of slipped through, surprisingly. That I figured that they'd probably end up keeping him on the roster. I thought he'd get claimed. He did not get claimed, and rather they put him on the practice squad as well as 9 other players. Chris, were there any surprise cuts? And also, how did you feel about the practice squad when it was all said and done?
Yeah, there were no surprise cuts at all. I'm surprised you were surprised that Duane Smoot made it.
I figured Smoot would make it just because of Fowler, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was cut after week one.
And as for the practice squad, there were probably zero surprises there for me. I wasn't like, whoa, that guy made it. So pretty standard cut down day.
Well, more so like, were you surprised that any guy made the practice squad rather than getting like claimed? Because on such a talented team, you'd figure a couple of guys would have gotten claimed, but no one was claimed from the Jaguars cut down day.
Usually there's like one or two like random guys that get claimed, but nobody getting claimed didn't really surprise me a whole lot.
Oh, I see. It surprised me a lot. Like, I mean, Tyrone Holmes and what was it, Brian Body Calhoun a couple of years ago getting claimed.
If anything,
this Jaguars and this Jaguars team didn't get anyone claimed. I thought for sure Quentin Meeks would. I thought there was a chance Lyndon Johnson, Alan Lazard would. Maybe Brandon Wilds or Tim Cook, really, for the strong preseasons that both of them had. I thought there was a chance of it happening.
Yeah, there's a chance, but we probably have a slightly biased look onto these guys than the rest of the NFL have.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd figure at the very least with such a talented team that there would end up being some claims to go around. I mean, a lot of other teams had several claims, like guys claimed from their rosters, and the Jags had none. Just kind of surprising to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, and I was kind of more surprised that we didn't get a claim. I guess we put in some claims but didn't get them. So that's what happens when you're at the bottom of the waiver order.
Yeah, definitely. That was another thing, is that they did not alter the 53-man roster whatsoever on after cut day with wire claims, signings, anything like that. I think they hosted a linebacker yesterday, but that might have been like it, like a former Denver Broncos linebacker. I'm not sure who it is. I just saw it going around the timeline.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but yeah, it was a Denver Broncos linebacker. I think his workout's today.
Maybe he's a guy that they bring along, something like that. We don't know. Not expecting too much tweaking going forward, but speaking of going forward, we are going to go ahead and look ahead to the New York Giants game week one at MetLife when we come back from this quick break.
You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking me for advice. Usually, it's what team to bet on this week. The truth is, I don't know who's going to win. But if you think you know, you got to check out my bookie. Remember, Who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. And that's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they're your best bet this season. They've been in the business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game, live betting, and the most rewarding player perks in the business. For you and for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid.
So, we obviously are going to wait a little bit just to get it full in depth onto this game because we've got the crossover episode coming your way. We got injury reports that'll come during the week. We'll look at the matchups from all sides of the ball. But there are two important storylines to think about, one of them being a matchup and one of them being a return. And we'll start off with the matchup, the one Chris is, I mean, everyone has, but Chris has been all over this for as long as I can remember. And that being the matchup between the recently extended Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver for the New York Giants, and Jalen Ramsey, the Jaguars all-star cornerback. And I can tell Chris is already licking his chops at this matchup right now, just from me saying that.
Well, with that intro, I thought you were going to actually mention the number one matchup that I have for this game and being Logan Cook versus the Giants special teams unit, but I guess we can go to that that storyline. Yeah, OBJ, Jalen Ramsey, Batman versus the Joker, the show at MetLife. It's going to be a fun time. Probably, well, Jalen's already gone against Antonio Brown, but probably the second best receiver that Jalen will be going up against in his career. Definitely not an old man.
What I think is nice about this, and you mentioned the old man, is like Jalen's had some issues with receivers before. Obviously Steve Smith and how they got really chippy and were going at each other. Steve Smith being a known trash talker is kind of along the lines. I mean, not even as much the AJ Green fight last year, because Green isn't much of a talker. He just got really pissed. But I think this is going to be the first true, like, head-to-head Jalen versus Odell type of matchup where both of them are notorious smack talkers. Both of them are at the top of their game. Like, this could be the biggest matchup of Jalen's career so far.
If there isn't a mic'd up session on this, then whoever faulted that needs to be fired. I will call for their resignation.
I definitely think that will happen. I just think there's no way that you can miss up on that type of content for both sides, really.
Yeah, I mean, just if NFL mic'd up has to do it, like, whoever has to do it, I don't care if it's a dude running on the field next to these guys with a boom mic, I want that content.
Now, my question is, who has the advantage in this matchup?
Jalen all day.
Not even as much from a team perspective, just like solo.
Yeah. I can't really make this argument without a team perspective.
I still think I'd go Jalen. I think he just matches up physically well enough.
I mean, I'm gonna throw some team stuff in there because I think Eli's going to be under so much damn duress by the Jags D-line that the throws aren't going to be perfect, which means Odell's going to have to fight for it, which means Jalen's already has an advantage because, well, a sporadic thrower leads to interceptions. So, however, I can't wait for the timeline to melt down when OBJ eventually, because he will, have a big play against Jalen or AJ or whoever he's on. Odell will have a big play Sunday, maybe a few, because you know he's one of the best wide receivers in the league. Don't let that upset you, Jags fans, because that's what happens when you go against really, really good players in their prime. They make really, really good plays, as we saw Antonio Brown in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, and that's something that Pittsburgh fans will still hang their hats on, is that Ramsey didn't do that well because Antonio played well, even though one doesn't necessarily completely mean the other one, you know? It's not that they, like, there was a direct correlation that Jalen played bad because, like, Antonio played well. So while Odell might make a couple of plays, that won't mean that Jalen's playing bad. Yeah, I agree with you there.
But, like I said, we know people on the timeline are going to overreact, and I'm here for it. Maybe I can do a segment where I read off all the tweets that overreact to it.
I just think that AJ Boye and the rest of the secondary are going to have a field day, because I don't think Eli is going to go for Jalen. I don't think he's going to test him. And in which case, I mean, AJ is going to be covering who? Sterling Shepard. The secondary is going to be going against Evan Ingram, which actually I think will be a really, really intriguing matchup that we'll talk about later this week. But the Jaguars have struggled with tight ends in the past. We'll have to see if they're up to a big slot guy like Ingram. But I do think that this type of matchup will cause Eli to look elsewhere, in which case the Jags secondary can have a field day.
I mean, how many picks do we think that the Jags secondary has? I mean, I'm thinking like three isn't out of the realm.
I'm thinking two or three is fair. I mean, I don't want to, like, you know, get too hyped up for it not to happen, but I think like two, maybe three range is fair.
I mean, it's not.
They might rely on the run game with Saquon Barkley.
It's not. I mean, it's not like we're going against Ben Roethlisberger or anything to where we can get five in a game. So.
Yeah, you're right. You make a fair point. Well, that should sum it up for our Jalen versus Odell talk. I'm sure there'll be much more of that coming this week. But before we wrap off, we're going to have one last segment talking about the return of the football czar, that being Tom Coughlin returning to New York right after these messages. He's back in New York, and for New York fans, that is not a good thing. Tom Coughlin, the executive vice president of the Jacksonville Jaguars, former Jaguars head coach, then former New York Giants head coach, double Super Bowl winning coach in Tom Coughlin, is returning to MetLife Stadium for the first time since the team and him parted ways a couple of years ago. Chris, I feel like this is a really underrated storyline at this point because everyone is focusing on the OBJ versus Ramsey matchup.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, to be fair, I haven't even thought about this matchup once until we were deciding to do
this
show.
Well, not as much a matchup, it's just it's a storyline.
I mean, yeah, like I said, that's...
He's obviously not involved in the personnel and all that kind of stuff this upcoming week, at least to our knowledge. But, I mean, it's the return of Coughlin to New York. Like, there's going to be angst. There's going to be... obviously, like, New York fans that are probably mad and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I feel like this will end up causing some type of drama.
I think Doug Marone...
it will get storyline.
I think Doug Marone returning to Buffalo later this year will probably be a bigger storyline, if we're being honest, because the way Doug Marone left, whereas the Giants kind of just let go of Coughlin. But we
Coughlin, they do have... from what we were able to tell, they do have bad blood. Like, Coughlin doesn't even speak on the Giants anymore. Like, he's been asked about them in press conferences in the past and just like, yeah, I'm not gonna talk about them. Like, maybe. there's definitely beef.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe we'll find out what that beef is later this week. Somebody will probably uncover something which will lead to a rabbit hole of discussion. But I'll poke at some Giants fans when I'm in the stands. I'll just mention Tom Coughlin every time something good happens. Maybe they'll show him on the board and everybody will boo, and then I'll get the cheer. Some Tony Khan hip thrusting, maybe.
You're gonna get stabbed.
Totally banking on Chris, it. Here for it.
Be sure to follow Chris on Twitter this week, as he will be at MetLife Stadium for this Jaguars versus Giants game. He lucked into a little trip up there with his family and is going to be able to watch the Jaguars put the hammer down on the Giants and then run for his life, as he's going to be wearing a Jaguars jersey in MetLife Stadium.
Can't wait for the Jaguars beat down of the Giants with a final score of 7-3.
No, that's not what the score is going to be. I'm not dropping my score prediction until later this week like we did last year, giving it on the last episode of the week. So you guys will have to be sure to follow along for that.
Well,
go ahead and...
For Zach's, you won't get it, but for me, I'll give you mine right now. I'll stand firm at the beginning of the week. I won't let anything change my prediction. Final score prediction, 27-10, Jaguars.
I like it. I can get with it. You guys will hear mine at the end of the week when I get all the news and info out of the way, if there are injuries, all that kind of good stuff. But I mean, at base value, I think that that's probably a really solid prediction at this point. I don't see the Giants being much of a threat whatsoever.
Saquon, 72 rushing yards, 25 passing or receiving yards.
I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. I don't think he's going to – I mean, he's up for quite the test for his first career game. I'd say that. That'll be another really great matchup. This game, I think, will be a landslide in the Jaguars' favor, but that doesn't mean there won't be matchups to definitely look forward to watching and discussing, which we'll do throughout the week.
Early in the fourth quarter, OBJ will get a decently long touchdown reception to maybe give Giants fans hope that they'll claw their way back into this game, but the Jaguars eventually put their foot on their throat and kill them. OBJ is going to have 128 receiving yards, one touchdown.
We'll see. We'll definitely see. But for now, you guys be sure to stick around. You can get my prediction as well as all of our breakdowns on these matchups by subscribing to the Locked On Jaguars podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. That could be iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Megaphone.fm, pretty much wherever you can find them. We're there. So go ahead and throw us a subscription, leave a rating and review. Check out the website, LockedOnJaguars.com. Got a lot more content coming your guys' way this week and throughout the rest of the season. Follow along at LockedOnJaguars, at Misto Cristofo, and at Zach_Good.
And also, guys, later. Don't forget that the Locked On Podcast Network has a new fantasy football show. Be sure to check that out 24/7. As well as we are now Locked On College. We got Locked On Wolverines, Buckeyes, Seminoles, Gators, Ducks, Nittany Lions, Bears, Crimson Tide, Wildcats, Razorbacks, Volunteers, Cougars, and so many more college shows. Being in the South, we know college football is enriched in our lives, in our everyday Saturday routine, so be sure to check out Locked On College shows.